What I expected.
The Committee on Apathy together.
I think it's genetic.
I've heard though.
Has anyone sort of looked at the minutes at this particular point?
Yeah.
Representative Norton has reviewed the minutes and determined that. And would you move them?
I would move the minutes.
Have members looked at the minutes and found them to be correct?
In order.
All those in favor of moving the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Minutes passed or adopted. Members, we've got a couple things on the agenda today. This will be our not our last meeting, but close to it. And I will move that one in a minute. I am going to give us a last chance because the chairs of some of the finance committees have asked for my advice on what we should try to include and what are our priorities out of this particular committee. I've been in conversations with some of them. Nothing is final just yet. Okay. Trying not to be on the record here. So I'm going to give us a last shot at explaining what we think is important, and someone wishes to testify, they're certainly we will give them the time. I'd like to be done in about 50 minutes or at about 11 o'clock, which gives us enough time to grab a bite before session or take care of some things at the last minute here. We're all trying to run around, and I'm trying to track down finance chairs, so I'm going to take advantage of being a chair and tell people 50 minutes. The other thing, members, is that I want you to reserve some time on your calendar for Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock. We're not sure we're going to have it yet, but Representative Moe's bill on wild rice may be coming to our committee, and I have reserved a room Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, room 500 North, just in case it does get heard and passed in government operations tomorrow morning. That's a important bill. Many people have approached me on that bill. We may hear it. So, again, reserve some time on your committee, on your calendar for Friday afternoon. Yes, Representative Ben.
Chair, I just want to mention that I think several of us are on health policy that's also scheduled all that afternoon. This will have to kind of go back and forth. So
yes, you will. Yes, you will.
I had to come in for that, but
that could happen. And just in the event that, so I don't forget, I want to thank the pages, Kristen and Ron. You have both done a wonderful job. Yes. Thank you very, very much. And members, they both pages requested this committee, and I was touched, and I was very impressed. They have that they wanted to come and listen to this type of material, and they have shown how interested they were in this particular committee. So again, I wanted to thank you. You've done both admirable jobs. Having said that, I've had meetings with both sides of the aisle on what some of the people thought were important, and I've gotten about three or four responses. So I'm going to take the next 50 minutes to kind of lay it out here and let people talk about what they think were important issues that came in front of the committee and what you want your chairman to work on with the finance committees or any of the policy that may be coming towards us. I'm not putting together an omnibus bill because we go through a variety of different finance committees. And sometimes it's not a good idea to put a policy omnibus bill together. I'm going to choose to make it not a good idea to put an omnibus policy bill together. So I will open the floor up. You all have this in front of you that kind of gives what the list of a few bills that we heard. I made it a point not to hear a ton of bills so that we'd have some time to think about these particular issues in our committee. I'm going to make that push for a few, but I'd like to hear from the other committee members. So, Representative Beard, did you have some comments?
Just a couple of thoughts maybe to get us started, Mr. Chairman.
We talked about it amongst ourselves on this side of the aisle and thought, you know, the committee is really so focused on, I think, a rather common goal that we're not going to take a GOP perspective on this. We're going to take a committee perspective, just so that that's on the table. A second thought is, just as I'm sitting here organizing things, there's when speaking about the finance committees, there's several bills that are directed at deed. There's a couple directed at the U of M, there's a couple directed at Ag, and a couple look like they're tax bills. So I'm thinking, because I had one that deals with deed, and there seems to be the most with deed, that perhaps we take a few moments, or as you think about this, and you and your staff put this together, and we've talked about this before, but just to say it in public, there seems to be a common thread, with mostly with the deed bills, where we're asking deed to establish a desk or an office or something to promote different different disciplines within this emerging technology world, that perhaps there's a way these can be whittled down, and there can be some not be duplication of effort. There can be some economizing, and maybe if indeed we get anything out of a finance committee that deals with deed, which I think is Chair Rukabina's committee, isn't it?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay. So that helps us focus on a common target. That perhaps they can economize and make the best use of this money, and perhaps everybody doesn't need $500,000. Maybe between the six or seven bills, maybe $1 million will do. And I'm talking right off the top of my head here, so that's always dangerous. But anyhow, those are just some thoughts as we get started here that I thought I'd throw out.
Well, why don't I the bills that I see should go through Chairman Rukavina's committee are the eight listed at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be Representative Norton's bill for the Mayo U of M partnership, my bill for University Enterprise Labs, my other bill for the Technology and Commercialization Unit, Representative Hamilton's bill for the agricultural-based bioscience training, Representative Winkler's bill for and Burns' bill for bioscience business development that we heard yesterday. Representative Mason's bill for the Bios Business Development and Commercialization Grants. Representative Haas's bill for the Bioscience Promotion and Marketing. And your and Representative Beard's bill for Nanotechnology Development Fund Program, which many of them are one-time money, except for Representative Norton's bill. So in all of those go through deed. Now, some of them, yes, you're right. You might be able to do something like that.
Mr. Chair.
I think Representative Pepin was first, but if you got something to that point.
To that point. See, I got just fit right in there. Actually, it is to that point. I think, Representative Beard, you have $200,000 worth of marketing money found within your bill, if I recall that. And that certainly does relate to what I was asking for in the other bill. We had $1 million in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that $200,000 certainly shouldn't have to be duplicated in that million. And I think that's what you're talking about. Are you not?
Yeah.
And somebody with wiser minds that know world marketing and know how to integrate these two, I would be happy for any of that integration, because that's the way government should work, in my opinion. Uncle Louie told me that.
Representative Pepper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think these are all great bills. I do have some issue with House File 194 at the ongoing, and I've shared that concern before. I just think there's no reason we can't come back and reevaluate it. I think that's our job here. I think that gives us a purpose, and frankly, I can see myself supporting it going forward. I just, you know, I'm just very cautious about our overall budget picture, and I guess I just want to state that my preference would be to move it forward with the one-time recommendation, the governor's recommendation, and then revisit it going forward. So I just wanted to state my opinion on that issue.
Yes, and you know, we passed this ongoing. I had fully expected some amendments coming towards that. I actually have shared that particular concern with the chairman of the finance division, that, you know, there was some concerns about that. He still We have a meeting a little later today. And I'm sure Representative Norton is going to want to respond to that particular statement. So, but I have shared that with them, and again, I had thought there was going to be some other amendments coming towards that bill. None showed up. So hopefully I think it's important as a chair, but not only as a chair, but as someone who's been involved, that we have some kind of ongoing something in there to give them the recruitment ability. But
right. And Mr. Chair, I remember we did have an amendment in this committee. It just failed. So appreciate that.
Representative Norton.
Sure. Chair Mahoney. Representative Pepin, I understand your concerns. I do think I'm not supportive of the one-time funding as the best response. Certainly we'll take that, and I think Mayo would be pleased to have it. But for the health of the organization, and as I look back at the research that whole partnership was based on, it was based on ongoing funding, not one time. And I think for the health of the organization, having a steady and predictable amount ongoing would be what would be in the best interest of that partnership. That's my belief, and that's why the bill's written the way it is. I certainly had anticipated ongoing conversation based on some amendments that may be forthcoming, and I do know that funding in the higher education and D department is very limited, and know this faces challenges. But for now, I think I just as soon stick with the proposal at $15 million ongoing and see what comes, and it may have to be hammered out, and there may indeed be a tail on it at some point. But I think I need to stick up for that partnership, the players in that partnership who felt that without having 6 years of predictable funding, they would not be able to hire the quality researchers that they need. And I've talked to them since, and they really firmly believe that the ongoing funding helps them hire the best qualified people. So for now, that's where it is.
Well, and that will be, I'm going to, again, that's what I'm trying to take in, is get some of the information out. But I don't want to spend the whole time on this particular bill. So, Representative Ruth, and then we're going to...
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, just to that point, I just think it's one piece, because typically I would be one that would say certainly we should just do one-time money. What are we doing going forth? But in this case, I know my husband's chair of the board of the hospital, and I've heard all this for years. We have a surgeon that's a son, and I've heard so much about it that I know it is just about impossible to get researchers in unless we do have ongoing funding. And so that is the real issue. And we do have a precedent set here. I mean, we have some work going on between the U of M and Mayo Clinic. So that is already established. And so I think that, you know, to me, that makes me feel better about it. Otherwise, I certainly would agree with Representative Poppy, whatever your name is, Pepin. Because
they're both delightful representatives.
Joyce. Because typically that's what I would not ever go for. But in this case, I think it is a little, I do feel this is a different situation.
Representative Bunn.
Yes, Chair Mahoney. I'm wondering if you have any, in terms of even this first category that's going through Rukavina, do you have any very rough sense of what kind of dollar amount we might be shooting for here? I believe he offhandedly made a comment to me during one of our education finance meetings a couple of years ago, and I have it in those notes, so I wish I had brought it here. I think I actually jotted it down at the time, but it was a much smaller number in my recollection than to any of the numbers I'm seeing here in our gray columns. So I'm wondering how severe in our analysis we need to be today in terms of setting priorities. If you have any inkling about how detailed our prioritization should be.
In the initial conversations I've had with Representative Rukavina, you're correct. It's going to be much smaller. I think this is somewhere in the $40 to $50 million range, and it will be dramatically smaller. That is part of my job. And you have election certificates here, and you need to cajole the chair of the committees that carry these finance bills how important it is. I can't stress enough for other members to go up and talk about what you think is important out of this committee. But to give you a dollar figure, no, I can't. It's just, I know it's not even, he's talking half.
Okay. That's what I'm just saying. I know we can't talk about a specific dollar figure, but how much triage we need to be doing here. I'd like us to be in a realistic range, at least for the conversation, so we know how much conversation we have to have about these items. One other follow-up in terms of these deed bills. The link between the Haas and Beard was drawn here, but if anyone else could comment on potential other economies that might be obtained through the deed bills, I'd like to be interested in hearing that.
I can't comment on that just yet. I have to think about it before I give you an answer on that one.
Good. I was hoping you weren't expecting me to answer it. Chair and committee, kind of talking globally again, and I haven't weighed in with the chair because I had to miss the last meeting. So besides certainly, you know, the Mayo project, I'm very interested in any support as a committee that we give to the biofuels industry and moving that along. I think that is the future, and I think we can be leaders in that. And so I guess I just put in my 2 cents worth for the bills that really are going to spur more research and move that industry along. And then kind of with regard to a number of these projects, at least from within my community, and that's really all I can speak to, you know, with my small amount of background in this area, the need for spinoff companies, the need for support for those companies and for preparation for people to be prepared for those companies is really necessary. And so I guess I don't have a particular bill number to identify that because I think it's in several of these bills. I really hope that we can keep that in mind. And the other piece, I just wanted to point out, we've been talking about that first section of bills, but really this whole first page falls in Chair Rukavina's committee. Mm-hmm. And they are working, whether it be DEED or the university, they are working within very limited funds. And so, I mean, I guess I don't have an answer to that, but I do wonder if the chair has had any conversation with him about the things that fall under Minsky and the University of Minnesota and how we might, if any of those are priorities, like the 769 Hansen's, which is part of that is the native plant issue, if there's something we can do to move that forward.
I'm glad we got to the next section here, although we probably will have to go back to the Higher Ed Workforce Development Committee. Yes, you're correct. I have had conversations with Chair Rukavina about those. You know, the governor's got some monies in there for IREE and the Science and Engineering Initiative. He's still making some decisions about the STEM Initiative and the BioCenter of Excellence. I think all of those will be in the bill at some level. I don't know at what level. All of this is negotiable, and I sit on that higher ed committee, and some people, as other people from the committee do, and Representative Rukavina has made it very clear that his top priority is tuition this year. So that makes it these a little bit more difficult. Now, from a chair's perspective, at this particular point, if I was, I'll get myself in trouble here, but the IREE and the BioCenter of Excellence are two that I think are pretty important for us as a committee to support. I think the STEM Initiative and the Science and Engineering Initiatives are both important, but and they can use any help we can give them. But I know personally as a legislator, those top two for me would be the BioCenter of Excellence and the Renewable Energy Initiative. The renewable energy being because it is where our state's going to go, and the BioCenter of Excellence is that we need to start doing some workforce development, and that's part of that. But I'm going to be advocating for all four of those particular items just so that the witnesses sitting in the audience don't have heart attacks now. who is next here? Representative Burns. Sure. Or did you have a follow-up?
Yes, I did. I just wondered with Representative Hansen's bill, and I just can't remember exactly the specifics on that. I wish I could. But it is a smallish, relatively, amount of money, and I don't know if it can be even smaller and still be useful. If in conference committee, if the IREE and the STEM initiative have enough in them that they could accommodate that, if that kind of discussion will take place, if this committee felt that was important.
To that point?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My recall in the Hansen bill, 769, that was the bill where I had the University of Minnesota answer the question about where it was in their priority list. And I got the, I don't know what the rest of you thought, but I got the impression that it wasn't real high on their list, and this was perhaps they would want to compete for other projects. They didn't speak against it, but so because of that and because it's not a governor's recommendation, I would suggest we just remove that one from the table. And maybe someone else had a different opinion from the University of Minnesota, but they have so many requests and so many priorities, and that didn't seem to play in that. So I guess my suggestion would be consider maybe holding off another year to look at that next time.
Briefly, because Representative Burns has been very comfortable with that. Very nice to allow this back and forth for a while. Yes, Representative Norton.
Thank you. I guess, and I appreciate what you're saying, and I just didn't recall that piece of it, but it is, part of this has to do with research to help get productions, the cellulosic ethanol using native plants moving, and that's in the summary here on the blue. And if that's the case, then I would say that would be an important piece to get moving. If that is not the case, and some of the summary above does give a little different explanation in the background summary than the discussion that was in the Ag, Rural Economics, and Veterans Affairs scenario. So,
I guess to the university.
Chair Mahoney, perhaps we should get the University of Minnesota to give us more clarity on that at some point. I don't know if anyone's here, but
is the,
maybe my impression was wrong. But
is the university here? You want to comment on that particular concern?
Mr. Chair, while he's coming, are the blue summaries the DFL summaries? Or okay. Want to share them with us, we're happy to have them.
We could write GOP on the back and just pass them out. The excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chairman, members, my name is Marty McDonough. I work at the University of Minnesota. I'm not entirely conversant on the House File 769. I believe Mr. Iverson from the university may have made some comments while that bill was in the committee, but I was not here. So I can't really speak to it without any more explanation of what's in the bill, actually. But I don't believe the bill was part of our request, which comes through the Board of Regents and then it was in the Higher Ed Committee.
Can I put you off for just a few more moments, Representative Burns?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Who?
To the grass discussion is what I want to talk about.
Okay. I
when it's appropriate.
Have Representative Beard here.
Mr. Chair, not speaking for Representative Hansen, but considering him a colleague and a friend, I know that he has some skill and passion in this whole area. As I've had some of my bills traveling around through committees, I've been able to sit through presentations where he's had bills like this in agriculture and in energy. So it doesn't surprise me that he would be pushing this initiative because it's part of who Rick is, Representative Hansen is. The whole idea of native plant knowledge, it's a pretty vast store already. I think what he was hoping for was a cut-and-dried cataloging of what's out there and perhaps initiating some more research. But this, if this did not pass, and this is what I'm speaking to, this would not have anything grinding to a halt because it's not like this is an unknown science in agronomy circles. It is. It's well-known already. We had some presentations in agriculture yesterday that have already leaped beyond this and already talked about how we handle it, disperse it, and set professional standards for capturing it and storing it and transporting it and so on. So while I know and appreciate his passion for this kind of stuff because it's his background, it's what he does, I can see that if this didn't happen, things are going to move along just fine.
Having said that, Representative Bunn.
It's on the same topic. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr.
I had gone through these and kind of wrote down, you know, strongly support, neutral, lower priority. Mm-hmm. And this was among my lower priorities, also based on what I heard that day. Mm-hmm. I have an agriculture background myself and because of research and support the concept, but I don't think it's, I mean, it's native plants, and some of those might be linked directly to prairie plants that could be used for the cellulose stuff. But I think that type of research on prairie plants are going to be used for the biofuels will be covered under IRE and other things. And so I thought we'd have to make some of those tough decisions about what are lower, and this is among my list of those.
Representative Burns.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I apologize for stepping back and talking about some of the higher ed stuff, but you asked about priorities.
Yes, I did.
Mine are pretty simple. Number one is on the last page. We can't do anything about that. That's the Research Facilities Authority and the bonding bill, but I think that should be the number one priority.
You're just trying to suck up to the chair.
Yeah. It is your bill. It is your bill. Hopefully it's working. I think just we should look at it from is it have a statewide significance? What's the return on investment? And I think that and the other things I'll list as top priority have the possibility to explode into a whole bunch of jobs. Mm-hmm. It's funding-based research. Eventually that research is going to cure cancer, so it does good things. And I really think that would be my absolute top priority. It didn't get funded as well as it should have so far, but maybe we can help with that. And then number two would be the Mayo-U partnership. I think that in the same category, we get some great research done out of that. Number three is Representative Winkler's bill, which I'm a co-author of. And then number four would be the UEL. And I think also significant is each one of those four items are supported in the governor, or I don't know about the facility authority, but the other three are supported by the governor's budget as well. And I really think they have the ability to really turn into great jobs, statewide significance. And the UEL also allows for some commercialization, which we talked about. So those would be my priorities. Number five would be either the nanotech fund or the tax credit for venture investment.
Credit. I'm looking as they try to figure this out. Yeah. That's right.
Yes, I'm sorry,
1747. Yeah. Representative Beard, did you have another comment?
No, my comment was that was worth waiting for. I'm glad Burnsy waited. I guess that's what happened.
Representative Mason.
Okay, I just wanted to make some overall comments. First of all, the thing that impressed me through all the hearings is particularly the use comments about there needs to be an ongoing commitment and funding for us to develop some of these resources. So that's where I think we need to place our money this year. But also, I'm also committed to doing some of the venture capital because that's going to bring in money short term. So I would like to see us at least do a little bit in that area. And I've turned in my...
Yep, you did. I appreciate that. And I will give members... One last encouragement to, and whether you use this sheet and you mark them one through whatever, or you just give me that slip of paper torn out of a notebook saying, this is my top two or top four priorities, makes it simpler for me so that, because I'm the all-controlling chair, but I answer to you folks. So, Representative Pepin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just wondering if we can have a little bit of discussion about the labeling and poppy bills and then also the bonding bill. I'll start with the bonding bill. I'd heard some rumors that from my recollection, that bill would have given the bonding authority would have been outside of the traditional bonding bill, and there'd be some changes. It'd be a 90-10 versus a 70-30 and whatnot. But I'd also heard rumors that this bill possibly could get rolled into our emergency bonding bill. Could you just clarify that? And then my second point, I'm just trying to figure out where that's going or what the plan is for that bill, because I was concerned about the bond rating and things like that. And then the second question was, I just wanted to have a discussion on those Liebling and Poppe bills, because there's some sales tax exemptions, and we had a pretty good discussion on that. And so I was just hoping that before we move forward with those, because they're two specific areas or projects, and, you know, I think it's kind of a precedent-setting type of a thing, and I'd just be curious to kind of toss it around and get a, you know, the Liebling one would be, you know, potentially $39 million, and, you know, I just think we should talk about those two in particular a little bit.
The Liebling one is not $39 million. That's the sales tax on $39 million, yeah. 38.4. Yeah. To answer your first question, the bio, House File 132, the biomedical research, Representative Burns, you sit on the bonding committee with me, and that was rolled out night before last, okay. And it was not included in the bonding bill, which it's never over until they beat that gavel at the end of May. What is in the bonding bill is $14 million for their next project. They did one building last year. They put $14 million in for this year, and it was recommended to me that we put language in committing the state, or our intent would be to do another one next year. We all know people who have been around here, probably even the first term, have started to catch on. Language is just that, ink on paper. It's not a commitment. I'll be very blunt here. That is probably my top priority, to get that one through. To further explain it, it's a different way of doing it. It's something we've never done before. And it takes the $279 million, and we would, as a legislature, vote on it.
Separate from the other bonding bill?
Depends on how they structured it. We could it could have been rolled into the emergency bonding bill. It could now come out separately, or out of conference it could come rolled in. Mm-hmm. You never know in the end how that's going to be presented to us to vote on the floor. My preference would be to roll it in. Be a little simpler. But that money's, and I'm just going to, let's just say that this first $14 million, that would be counted against this emergency bonding bill if they went with the full 279. Okay. The next building, if it was $50 million, would be counted, I think it's in 2010, but I can't remember the exact number off the top of my head, or 2009. It would be counted against that bonding bill. But the balance, $200 million, would not be counted until they were using it. They had issued the bonds actually, and that would be on two-year increments. Okay. Everything to be finished, the last building to be let in 2015, 8 years away.
Thank you.
And the discussion, I think, I looked at the sales tax exemptions. I think they have some merit. I know there's a reluctance on the chair of that particular committee to do tax exemptions or tax credits, period. So that's a harder sell. And, you know, as a committee, need to make our case to her and the whole rest of that particular committee why that would be important. And I've been working on that. We'll see if we can. I don't want to say I'm not being successful. It's just that I still have a little bit of work to do on that. And if anyone chooses to join in against the chair of the tax committee, I would love to help. But I think in principle, some of these are good. And it's our job to pick winners and losers. And I'm going to pick the bioscience ones to be winners and not the others. So.
Okay.
pretty flat out. Representative Winkler?
When Democrats are in charge, I think it's picking between winners and people who don't win quite as much.
Oh, okay.
You know, as I look at the list of priorities, or I mean the list of bills, and consider the testimony we've had, it seems to me that there are sort of three main areas we need to be concerned about. One is the amount of research, the quality of research, and the unique areas of research that we can do in this state. And that supports, I think, very much the bonding capital investment bill, as well as the genomics research bill for Mayo and the U of M. We also have the concern about not enough private dollars being invested in research in Minnesota, commercialization, et cetera. And I think that speaks strongly in favor of Representative Mason's bill, as well as 290, the University Enterprise Labs bill, to try to move some of that in the right direction. Again, I don't think the tax credits are going to go very far, but we can still achieve much of what they would seek to do, I think, through those two bills. And then the other thing we hear is that Minnesota has some great strengths. We have some clear weaknesses. And if we're going to be successful, we have to be very strategic in how we invest public and private resources and the kind of policy changes that we make. And so if we're going to be we have to do this just right, it seems to me, in order to really be successful. And that, therefore, speaks for my bill, the Bio-Business Alliance and the modeling process that they're going to be going through. I think if we focused on private dollars, enhancing the research going on in Minnesota, and we're ready to make the kind of right strategic decisions, we would be advancing the ball pretty far with the resources we have. So that would be my priorities from a conceptual point of view anyway. And I think we have some great bills here to do those things.
Thank you. Members, I'm going to take just a moment here because, as I said, I'm going to try and end here at 11 and offer to members in the audience, if they wanted to come down and take a couple, 3 minutes, depending on how many wanted to say something. But, again, I'm not going to take a whole lot of testimony or give someone 20 minutes here. So if any of the members in the audience wanted to say a few words or make one last pitch before the committee... It looks like we're getting no one. All right. Well, come on down.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Linda Sandvig. I'm with Life Science Alley. And I guess kind of to reiterate Representative Winkler's perspective is kind of shares the same thing with Life Science Alley. I think we've talked about a little bit about three legs of a stool as far as what we need to build as far as the bioscience, looking at the research, highly educated workforce and some of the initiatives, and then looking at what we do as far as business development. And, you know, we think also, too, some of the bills that look at the university with the bonding authority as a top priority, looking at the genomics partnership issues, looking at some of the things with business development are probably the areas that we haven't done much as far as addressing at all. Some of that would be Representative Mason's spin out, the investment tax credit. We realize there's a lot of competition with that type of thing, but I think you heard from some of the entrepreneurs and what's happening in other states, and looking at the area too, specifically looking at the angel investors in that. The laboratory facility things with some of these small startups, I think, are some of the areas that we've really tried to focus on this session as far as Life Science Alley.
Thank you. There were some members that came late. I want to reiterate the need to reserve some time on your Friday schedule at 1 o'clock for a possible hearing on Representative Moe's bill and it would be in 500 North. So just keep that in mind. Is there a question for the testifier? Or Mr. Olson, if you could identify yourself for the record and make your pitch.
My name is Randy Olson. I'm the general manager of the University Enterprise Laboratories, and I just wanted to thank the committee and also the leadership that you have provided to a very critical area, bioscience and emerging technologies. I know I've had a chance to meet with many of you, and you've also had a chance to meet with several tenants from the UEL. And I know I've offered this to other representatives and senators, but if the opportunity presents itself after conclusion of session for you to come over to the UEL, we'd very much like to host this committee and also to have you meet with some of our tenants and have them share their stories in terms of how they're growing their businesses here in Minnesota. But again, I want to thank you for your support, and this is all in the step in the right direction, whatever you decide to prioritize. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Olson. And I would recommend on your way there, you try to schedule it around noontime. There's an Italian restaurant on Raymond and University.
Yes.
Kind of on the way, it would be a great lunch and then the tour, or the tour then lunch. Representative Beard, did you have a comment that you were?
When the test fires are done, I just have a question.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Thank you for the invitation to speak just a few minutes. My name is Gail O'Kane. I work for Minnesota State Colleges and Universities as the systems bioscience specialist. I just wanted to reinforce a few of our positions about the Bioscience Center of Excellence. We were very much appreciated the opportunity to speak before this committee just about a week ago now. And just wanted to reinforce that we are very excited about the possibility of creating a Bioscience Center of Excellence. We already have a proven track record with our Centers of Excellence. They are leveraging money from private industry and from grants, and with a very small investment of $3 million. I know I was at a national conference just yesterday talking about this initiative, and people were surprised at how much we were asking for in funding for this, because in many other states, centers of excellence are funded at maybe $10 million or more, and especially because this would be a multi-institution center of excellence. And our centers have shown, the ones that exist, have shown that they are really able to make an impact on K through 12. They're holding summer camps. They're reaching hundreds of kids and showing them that there are career options in technology areas and in healthcare. And they're reaching industry, and they're creating new career paths for students within our system. So they're creating new and novel ways for students to move from a two-year degree program to a four-year degree program, and really creating lifelong learning opportunities. So I just wanted to reinforce that message that we really feel that this is an important part of a service we could provide to the bioscience community. We feel that if we create all these jobs but don't have a workforce prepared to fill those jobs, they will not stay here, and the companies will not be able to grow here. We do need some lead time in order to create these workers, so the sooner we are able to create this bioscience center of excellence, the sooner we will be able to respond to helping to fill those jobs that are being created through research investments. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Representative Beard and then Representative Bunn.
Mr. Chair, under the U of M's requests and maybe under Minsky's also, I don't see bill numbers or anything. I remember hearing about the Bio Center of Excellence, but were there specific requests for those, or how are they being processed through here?
They were in the governor's recommendations.
Okay, went to other committees, or no bills were introduced?
We had informational hearings on some of them here, but we didn't hear a bill on them here.
Okay, thanks.
Representative Bunn?
Thank you, Chair Mahoney. One comment about some of the bills we haven't talked about yet. I mean, we haven't talked about Hamilton, Peterson, Dill, and just a comment. First of all, some of them address the issue of what Representative Norton brought up. They do deal with the renewable energy area, but also their outstate initiatives, and I don't want us to exclude, I'm not an outstate person, but much of what we're putting kind of seem to be converging on is our top five or six bills tend to be the things focused here in the metro area on the U, the Bioscience Center, whatever. Now, the marketing initiatives and commercialization through DEED, some of that's outreach statewide, some of those things. So I just want to draw that to our attention again, since those authors are not here on the committee, that I just don't know quite enough. I have saved some of those materials so I can look back, but in terms of
those were harder for me to evaluate in terms of where they rank in our priorities. Certainly, if they're related to the cellulose, you know, biofuels development, we would like to see those developments scattered throughout the state, particularly where this stuff is actually being grown. So I think that they have merit, and I don't want us to attend to them in our conversation. So I just wanted to draw our attention to them, and maybe the chair or others have comments on where they kind of fit into the scheme of things, given what's already going to be done through deed, through maybe some of the things we've focused on.
Well, as chair, I'll comment on those Representative Peterson's and Representative Dill's bill. Representative Peterson seems to have a pretty good handle on what's going on in his clean energy and bills as they're moving forward, and has a few champions that are pretty good. I've already spoken to a number of chairs about the Dill bill, and the part that impressed me was that they were basically trying to put together package refineries, which could be put up relatively quickly, and each one will get, with if you include inflation, they probably won't get cheaper, but they won't increase in cost because of the ability to do them one after another, and small enough that they don't affect the transportation system in the state by ruining the roads. One of the things we keep doing is taking weight limits off everything, and we don't fund the roads to be built to do that. So I've already spoken to that. I thought that's a good idea with those package types. So, yeah. And if other members care to talk to Representative Junkie about the idea that that's a pretty decent idea, I think there's some people on the Ag Committee around this committee. Representative Beard, have you got any concluding comments? Because I think I've gotten a pretty good idea of where our committee wants to go.
Well, just to give a little comfort to my colleague, Representative Bunn, the voice for it, the Dill bill, as we call it, running around town, has been shopped before at least two other finance committees that I'm aware of, and I believe the ethanol development program actually is in the purview of energy finance, on which I sit. So it's not like they're getting ignored. And the same with the cellulosic bill was in front of energy and ag finance, looking for some sort of support financial there, too.
And
I just want to ask if my former colleague, Ms. Osterman, wants to speak to the Nano and Biosciences Alliance for a few moments. Could I?
No, more than happy to. I always like to have one of my favorite past legislators comment.
<the seat. laughs> Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Representative Beard. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about how thankful I am to
actually,
see.
Before you start, I think the committee owes you a thank you, along with our staff here, for the work that you helped us on with the Bio Day on the Hill, and you and the staff, and I'm going to thank them in a minute more formally, but really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And Mr. Chair, I would be sorely remiss. I'll state my name, Lynn Osterman, with GSP Consulting, for the record, but the fact that I was there and part of my job that day was to coordinate with all the businesses as they arrived and kind of be the welcome committee meant that it looked like I was in charge somehow. And what was so neat about this project, and it really goes to your credit, Mr. Chair, is that we rather quickly drew in a whole lot of other people, like Linda Sandvik, yeah, who is exiting stage left right now to take a phone call. But the Life Science Alley, Phil Griffin and Linda on their behalf, certainly Jeremy Lenz, a staff person with the Biobusiness Alliance, and now the problem is when I start listing, then I might forget. But
yeah, so be careful there.
Yeah, Kevin McKinnon with Deed. We had a really good group, and it does go to your credit that you made that very clear that that's what you wanted, that you didn't want this to be a project that was on any just one person's shoulders, but really was shared. And I will let you all know, as some of you former colleagues, that you never say first annual when you have something. But we did have a committee meeting just now, and we decided that hopefully Bio on the Hill, that was a first annual, and that we will come back next year and have a similar event. So great idea. Thanks for that. Back to nanotechnology, little teeny things, small things. One of the things that impressed me about this group when they first brought their initiative to my attention was that it was a group of big businesses. And there is absolutely nothing in the Nanotechnology Development Fund that will benefit big businesses in Minnesota. It's all about small businesses. It's about businesses that don't even exist yet. The Nanotechnology Development Fund would make available to small businesses technology that is very, very costly. and it is not something that they can invest in and have in their own shop, if you will. It's something that they have to go and borrow. They have to go and use time on, and it's quite costly. It's about $600 an hour to use that equipment. So what we're finding is that even though the big businesses and some smaller competitors to Minnesota small business have this technology available to them in other states, for instance, or in the bigger settings, we're finding that our small businesses aren't availing themselves of that. And so they're doing it the old-fashioned way. They're doing it the way that companies did before 1986, which is when atomic force microscopes were discovered, if you will. This is a very recent technology that is just not available and not in the hands of our small companies to the extent that the big companies know that it really needs to be in order to help them compete. So I just wanted to remind you briefly that the proposal that Representative Beard brought to you has three components. One is to do some subsidization, if you will, of the equipment rental itself. The component that goes with that, I would argue, is just as important. It would allow for research consulting. You know, if I'm out working on my technology and I'm not an expert when it comes to the nanotech portion of it, when I go to a facility to borrow that time and it's precious dollars that I'm investing for that 1 hour, if there's not somebody there to show me how to use the equipment, maybe not to the point where I can use it alone next time or one of the next six times that I come, if there's not somebody there who can advise me and say, hey, you know, if you try this, or have you ever thought about this, it's a way to strengthen the intellectual property that the business person is coming in the door with. So it's a really good companion. The third part was the internships. And those of you who know me well know that my connection in my prior life to workforce development was very strong. And so that was a piece that I encouraged my client to consider adding. And once we did that, it opened a lot of doors in terms of their thought. And so it's a piece that I don't want to lose track of, but I can honestly tell you that as the dollar amount goes down, if we have to prioritize based on funds that we get, we'll probably put the internship piece to the side for a little while, unless Representative Beard and I were just talking about the realities of the budget. If you, in fact, combine some things and you end up creating that position over at Deed that would help us all in this community to facilitate communication more soundly, to facilitate some of our planning, etc., I am confident that that internship piece would not be lost. So while it might not be a centerpiece of ours, given whatever monies we end up with, it is one that we remain committed to. So I just wanted to remind you of those elements, and thank you again for including us in your discussions thus far. And I don't mean to be glib, but hey, good luck with your decisions. You've got the election certificate.
Only from a past legislator would you get a line like that. Members, I would be remiss if I did not particularly thank Linda Sandvik and her work on, and Mr. Olson on their work on the Bio Day on the Hill, and all the people that were concerned with it. Also, Autumn on my right was a star. And Joanna here was absolutely fabulous in that. It was a huge success. Over 75 legislators wandered through. The chief of staff and the commissioner Deed were there for more than an hour. Sadly to say, I didn't get on television, but somebody else did. And I have gotten very strong feedback from it and renewed interest in this, so hopefully that we will get some play out of that. I'm going to adjourn here, but I wanted to thank our staff, Ms. Newman, Ms. Dornfield, Williams Westrum. Did I say it right?
No.
I've been saying it wrong for 3 months now. But they have been very, very good keeping track of our bills, making them move forward through here, keeping me focused, which is in and of itself should be a full-time job. And I want to thank you both, all three of you, for it, and appreciate it very, very much. This may be our last. This very well may be our last meeting, but we, public and staff, I shouldn't forget them. I'm sure you did a great job for your caucus over there and our staff over here. I'm always remiss with that. Thank you. I hope I hope one thing that can be said is I've tried to keep this a pretty nonpartisan committee and tried to bring all good ideas forward, because I think that's the important part of this particular committee. We have enough politics in this building. This is a place where we don't, it's not altogether that important. Is there any other closing comments?
I just think we ought to thank you, too, because I do think this is really a very well-run committee and got a lot of good work done and a lot of information, and I know how committed you are and passionate about it, and it shows in how the committee ran and worked. So thank you, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, it is your committee. I do not want to have the last word, but on behalf of the Republican team here, I want to say thanks and echo Representative Thiessen's comments. We appreciated being here and working with you guys.
It may be the last. Well, thank you. And it's the last meeting, hopefully. But if it isn't, I want to thank all the committee members. You've been very good. You've been very forthcoming with issues, and your questions have been good, sometimes overly good. So anyhow, with that, the committee stands adjourned. Thank you.